Shape of Cthulhu presents A Call of Cthulhu Scenario, An Amaranthine Desire by Matt Sanderson.
So, Holland, what is Holland?
What is Holland?
Yeah.
Holland is a country.
Oh, the Netherlands. Oh. Oh. Interesting.
Not playing a very good customs agent, Randall.
Okay. Now, I'll need to read it again in order to make sense. No, I'm just kidding. Didn't know you called it Holland as well.
Yeah, it's a
Holland
weird
is
place.
Like the northern province.
Well, except in the U.S., where it's the whole place, right?
Well, we refer to it as.
That's what I mean. Yeah. and then
it's
we
like
screw
calling,
it up again.
It's like calling the U.S. California.
Right. Right.
Or America, the United States.
Right.
That's how we actually call it in Spanish, Holland. I mean, Holland, yeah.
Yeah. Well, then we mess it up again, of course, by calling them Dutch, just to make it even more confusing.
Alrighty.
Okay, then. So, this is An Amaranthine Desire, Matthew Sanderson. So, would someone like to read out the first handout?
Sure. Here it is. July 25, 1895.
January.
Smuggling was once a major operation in England. But that was two centuries ago, when heavy duties were levied on imported goods as a means to finance wars being fought in Europe. Now, smuggling is much less widespread, but still takes place. Chief amongst the smuggled goods are alcoholic spirits and tobacco. Things never change. You are all a part of a smuggling operation, transporting a shipment of tobacco from Holland, also known as the Netherlands, to be brought ashore near the small coastal town Dunwich in Suffolk, 3 miles south of the port of Walberswick. A handful of locals, assisted by a bribed customs official, are on hand to help with the landing. One of the ringleaders of the operation, Captain Louis Gard, oversees his crew and hired hands ferrying the goods from his steamer, the Wave Rider, to the shore. It is approaching 2 a.m., and the crossing has been relatively calm for the most part. The breeze is building, heralding a possible storm. Dunwich is just appearing over the horizon, a little more than a couple points of light in the distance. The mood amongst the crew is tense as the sea grows more restless. At that moment, the lamps to guide the ship to shore are lit on the clifftop, overlooking the beach, a little way south. Okay, so are we on the ship, or are we a handful of locals on the shore?
I'm on shore, but
it is potentially unclear here. What does it say? So I believe Devereaux, Maynard, Louis and Garrett are on board the Wave Rider. And it may be that the others, yes, let's say the others are on shore awaiting the shipment. Yes, that's right. So Levitt and Martindale are on the shore. So actually now would be a good point for you to all introduce your characters.
I am Marie Martindale, a young farmer's wife, and I am part of the unloading crew. I'm waiting anxiously on the coast. And I have around my neck a rather large cross that occasionally comes out from under my sweater.
I am Emmanuel Bulio.
Louis?
Okay.
It's up to you. It's your name.
Louis. I am a French woman, widowed, a long time, somewhat experienced smuggler.
And you're on the ship?
With a passionate hatred of the English.
Oh, excellent. That's not going to go poorly.
Not at all.
And yes, Emmanuel is on the ship.
And I am Theodore Maynard, 27. Generic criminal, but attractive and lovably roguish. And, oh yes, English.
Excellent. I am Richard Garrett, brawny bearded man, gamekeeper come bodyguard. I used to be the gamekeeper on the Devereaux lands and befriended the daughter of the Devereaux family until I had a falling out. And I was kicked out of my former profession. Elizabeth came and sort of rescued me and started giving me a cut of the proceeds of the smuggling life that she adopted for reasons of adventure, and I'm pretty much stick to her like glue and take care of her as best I can. So wherever she is, whether sea or land, that's where I'll be.
You two are both on the ship currently.
Okay.
Okay. My name is Tobias Levitt. Or Levitt? No, Levitt. Tobias Levitt. He's a customs official. Very wealthy. And the smugglers actually need to pay me well in order to, you know, do the smuggling. And I guess I'm gonna be here on land waiting for the latest shipment
to do your job.
Yeah, just to get it done and you know, see if I can get back to bed. Yeah.
Okay. So. It's a very dark night, new moon. Those of you who are on the ship starting to feel that the sea is growing more restless and the waves are getting a bit more choppy, wind is building. You can see lights on the shore, so there are a couple of small lamp lights. You see your colleagues on the shore waiting for you. Captain Gerd, he's looking rather nervous. He's obviously eager to get this over and done with. So he points to you all and he says, "Right, get ready, load up the rowboats, get them down to the shore as soon as possible. Let's make this nice and quick, all right?"
Right out, Cap.
Why are you so nervous?
The Australian.
He's a man of many voices.
Well, he is a criminal.
So wow. All right. Yep.
It does make a certain
amount of sense. I mean, you don't think... Nervous, Cap. Yeah. you wouldn't think this is particularly out of character for him. I mean, this is an inherently risky job.
It's a good trait for your captain to have. You know, don't want him getting lazy.
No, you don't. You don't think this is like suspicious nervousness. This is just normal smuggling nervousness.
Fair enough.
Okay.
So who is on shore, if anybody, with me?
So you are on shore with Tobias. There are also about 10 other locals have been organized. They're part of the smuggling crew that assist with this part of the job. They're all waiting around.
Here they come, Marie. Get everyone ready. Help me to move things around here.
Oh, you're working today.
Well, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Well, it's the blessing of the Lord. This will
go
well.
In. Hurry up. Mr. Levitt is not going to wait all night.
Okay, so the captain orders the anchor to be dropped, and you begin loading up the rowboats. He, paces about the deck nervously, directing you and the other crew. But you know what you're doing, so you start to row out to the shore. Those of you at the shore see the line of rowboats getting closer. For the next few minutes, you are occupied in unloading. You pass them to the locals, who begin to sort of climb up the stairs in the side of the cliff wall.
Where you have Marie, as she's hauling stuff up, sort of looks around a little nervously as she's going up the steps.
Mm-hmm.
But is doing her work.
Okay. Tobias is just waiting for the captain. As he oversees, the download of the shipment.
Okay. Actually, are you going to go out to the ship to talk to the captain?
Just waiting for the captain. Well, I guess I should. Yes, I guess I should. Less suspicious. So I will jump into the boat. Okay. Captain!
So the captain himself is on the main ship, and you would have to row out to meet him. Anyway, as you're unloading, the unloading goes smoothly enough. You can actually make spot hidden rolls if you want.
If you're being everyone or
paranoid.
No, looks like I've got that at base.
Oh, 08. 08, that's a stream success.
Okay, so what I'm going to say is that at this point you've mostly finished the unpacking, and you are all standing around by one of the rowboats. Tobias, you're there, and you're basically congratulating people on a job well done. And it's at this point that all of a sudden, the wind suddenly gushes forward. There's a tremendous wave that you see rising up out of the ocean. It comes hurtling towards the shore. So you're there. Some of you are actually in the rowboat. Some of you are standing near it. And you see this wave coming along, and it's about to, potentially capsize this boat and crush it against the shore.
Oh, I was those on you, my way to the boat.
those of you who are in the boat, or if you have the skill, can try and make a pilot roll, a hard yes. pilot roll to keep it from capsizing.
I will try to do that. Let's see here. 93 is not going to do it.
Okay. And
try or just the one guy?
We can say you're in one of the other boats. If you've got the skill, you can also try. Yeah.
Yes. 05, I hold it steady.
So I have the skill, but I don't think I'm in a boat, so...
Okay. The rest of you can all make hard swim rolls to see if you can keep your head out of the water as the wave comes crushing.
Nope, only a normal success on that.
Can I... I've got a swim of 99. I bet it is there for a reason.
Swim 20% base.
Nope, not going to get it. Okay.
16, that's a pass. I'll try to run first, right? Away from the...
Yeah, I mean, you can start to run, but the wave just comes anyway, and it seems almost like an unnaturally large wave.
So is it like sucking people back towards the ocean? Was Tobias, he was on shore still, right, with Marie?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were all either at the shore or, you know, on a boat near the shore, but this wave that's come is just, you know, it's completely engulfing the beach.
Gotcha, okay.
Now, those of you who made your spot hidden rolls, as this is all going on, who made the hard, or someone made an extreme?
Randall.
I did.
Yep. Okay, so even in all this confusion, you spot something. You spot a figure standing on the edge of the cliff looking down at you. Looks a bit like this, if I paste that in. And the thing that really sticks in your mind that disturbs you somewhat is that even while, you know, these gale force winds are buffeting you, the robes of this figure are not moving.
Give me shivers.
Monsieur Gerd, Monsieur Maynard, we're being watched.
But unfortunately, those of you who failed the pilot or swim rolls, basically you just find yourself swept under the waves. It's
great.
Cold and it's dark, and you're struggling to try to find the surface and swim towards the surface. As you do, even underwater, you hear this strange sound in the distance tolling ominously. It's like a church bell, and these deep, powerful ringing echoes are just, even throughout all this chaos of water and drowning, are shaking through your bodies. So who made their swim or pilot rolls?
You were looking for a hard success, right?
Correct. Did anyone?
I made the pilot rolls.
You made a hard pilot roll. Okay, so you're...
I made extreme. I think, yeah.
I made a
hard swim roll.
Oh, a hard swim? No, because I have the base, and the base is 20, right?
Okay. Yeah, so unfortunately, you still get dragged under with the others. So we have... Is that Richard? Richard Garrett, who made
yes.
a... Okay, so you ride this wave as it sort of comes in, and you expertly control the boat, and you see all of your compatriots basically just get sucked underwater.
Is Elizabeth with me in the boat, or is she sucked under as well?
She let me make a roll for her. She holds on, actually. She grips the rowboat tightly, and she's upset and she's panicked. She's crying, Richard, help!
Elizabeth, hold on.
and then all of a sudden, the boat just comes to a grinding halt, as if you've run aground, and you are thrown from the boat into the air.
Like picked up and cast into the boat, or like when it grinds to a halt, we just simply fall out of the boat because its movement is arrested.
Yeah.
So the boat stays there and you precisely. Keep going.
Yeah, right. I mean, we're not like picked up by some unseen force. We just physics, right?
Well, you know, it all happens so quickly. So who can say? and you feel yourself flying through the air, and a few moments later, you land on some cold, muddy ground. And those of you who are underneath the waves, struggling, you find your way to the surface. You see the surface. You swim towards it. You kick and claw your way upwards, and then you too find yourself falling, and you all thud to the ground, a cold, ooh, hard, muddy ground.
But and the shore, right?
Well,
a shore.
Sure.
No, you find yourself in some kind of clearing. You see trees around you and woods. But perhaps the most disturbing thing is that there's a full moon hanging in the sky.
What the? There wasn't, right?
It was a new moon before.
Yeah, new moon.
Yeah. Okay. Full moon is not the best time for smuggling.
So you can all make sanity rolls for this.
So this did the swimmers end up? What happened with the swimmers?
You see, yeah.
We got thrown from the water, okay. Sorry, I missed that. That's a fumble on the sand. That's a 96.
Okay, so
I made mine.
Yes,
it's nothing if you succeed, and 1d2 if you fail. Obviously, take max if you fail.
One or two, right. Yep. Okay.
And as you look around, you see the five of you standing in the clearing, or lying on the ground in the clearing, and there is no sign of Elizabeth.
Elizabeth! Elizabeth! Oh my God! That's the sound of my heart.
Amazing.
So is it just the five of us? There's none of the crew or
correct.
The local shoremen.
Correct. It's cold and it's dark. It's ice cold out here. It's not as dark as it was when it was a new moon. You can just about see the outlines of your fellow compatriots, but there's no sign of the storm. The wind has subsided. There's a small breeze in the air, and you can actually faintly hear the ocean, probably half a mile away.
Oh,
seems like a few minutes ago you were on the seashore, and now you're half a mile inland.
Well, I'm local, so do I recognize the clearing? Can I? Make sense of where we're at right now?
So none of you, are able to recognize where you are just from looking around at the trees in the woods. Those of you who have the skill can make either a astronomy roll or a hard no roll.
I know nothing.
Yeah,
that's a hard no.
Okay. Yep, me too.
What did you make? Did you the no roll or the astronomy?
The no roll.
Okay.
Actually, it is an extreme success.
Okay. So obviously, the most obvious change in the sky is the fact that there's a full moon. But you can also see that the constellation of Orion has shifted position. So, Previously, at 2 a.m. on January the 25th, Orion was approaching the western horizon. Now it is well above the southwestern horizon.
So, Marie would like to go around to the others is sort of is anybody hurt? Are you injured? Can I help?
What witchcraft is this?
What?
This is witchcraft. Do you see the moon?
This is the power of the Lord, I'm sure.
Elizabeth!
So, Richard, you're looking right around. So, make a spot hidden roll.
Okay.
There she is. Oh, that's 100. Clearly too distraught.
So you don't see Elizabeth, but so in your panic and you're scrabbling around. You jump up and you're looking around. Elizabeth, where are you? You see trees and wood all around you, and you catch your foot on something. You trip and you fall over. You fall sort of backwards, and as you're looking up at the sky and the full moon, you see this shape just silently fly above you, and you see the silhouette of it in the moon. And then as it flies off further to the west, you see it's what looks like an owl.
Ooh. Was the shape is the owl?
Mm-hmm.
As, I guess, a former gameskeeper that would be, familiar with the outdoors and everything, does it seem a normal-sized owl? Or would you say human-sized owl?
if anything, a bit larger than normal, but certainly not a human.
Gotcha. Okay. It's not noteworthy. Just an animal. Mm-hmm. It's nighttime. They fly around at night. Oh, Elizabeth! Oh. Sit down, sort of rub his eyes a little bit, distraught.
It seems clear to me what has happened. Devereaux sold us out to the English pigs. In the confusion, they came and knocked us out.
You shut your mouth!
For a time, they have deposited us. Perhaps we are in Australia.
Yes, we were unconscious for a month.
Richard will stand up. You shut your mouth about Elizabeth. She would never sell us out.
Shake my head. Marie, is everyone else here? Who else do we get? Gather together, people.
No, they're all gone.
Yeah. Says Jimmy's and all the smugglers.
All our crew is missing. They must have drowned. We
The captain, where's the captain?
The boat is gone as well.
I start kind of shaking a little bit.
So this is like a clearing in a forest, right? We're not like near the seashore or anything.
We could hear the water a little bit, I think.
Yeah, you think you hear the sound of the ocean probably half a mile to the east.
And we're silhouette, right? So that means so it's not like we've been lying here for a few days, conscious.
Are we still wet?
Isn't it?
And bruised and sore or no? That's a good question.
So you don't feel physically damaged. Mechanically, you're not physically damaged, but sure, you can feel bruised and hard done
raped
by.
And, yeah, okay.
I'm going to say your clothes are a bit damp, but given that some of you were submerged underwater, you are not that wet. You know, it's what you would have expected from sort of standing on the shore and not actually being submerged.
We have been saved, I believe, for some purpose. We have been brought out of the mouth of the storm and brought here for something, I'm sure. I will start to walk around the perimeter of the clearing and try to look for any sort of paths or buildings or anything like that.
Okay.
Clearly we should simply settle in until morning and figure out where we are. Exactly what Miss Devereaux has done.
So whichever way the owl went, I will stand up, point in the other direction, and say, "No, we can't wait until morning. We need to move out and find the others." The owl went that direction. It'll be hunting in the woods or someplace away from people, so we should head that direction, pointing the other direction, and look for some sort of houses or village or something.
Yeah, Garrett is right, gentlemen. Let's gather together and let's find a place. Where we can, we need to look for a town so we can see if we can find the others in the morning.
Yeah, well, while the gentlemen are yapping about actually doing something, have I found anything?
there's a forest around here, but it's not, you know, it's not so dense that you can't make your way through it. There's a couple of paths, not particularly well trodden, but you know, clear enough that you could walk down them.
Do they look like game paths, or do they look possibly like actual trails?
They look like yeah, people would wander down here potentially if they were out hunting. Yeah,
like game trails.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I mean, like people trails. Potentially,
yeah. They're just you know, nothing more than bits of ground that's been worn away by
right
people walking along it. Yeah,
Marie,
they're
Marie,
not
come
no
back
no
here.
No well maintained, you know, pedestrian paths.
Just there we say some, you will be good. You will be safe.
There are some. Some small trails this way, but I guess we can certainly see well enough if we want to travel.
Go wandering through a strange wood in the dark.
Well, what do you mean? Just a forest?
We don't know what forest or what's out there. Clearly the safer course is to wait for morning.
The Lord will protect us, and we have work to do. Why wait around for somebody to save us?
I'm sorry, are we in a forest?
I don't believe so.
Can someone climb a tree and tell me if there is a town close by? You, Richard, you look strong enough. Go on that tree.
I could try that.
Okay, make a climb roll.
Ooh, 19 is a hard success.
Okay. Yeah, you can find a tree that looks suitable for climbing.
Sorry, man.
You make you find one that sort of pokes up a bit further than the rest of the tree line, and you clamber up. As you reach the top, you see a little way off, maybe what's the distance here? Quarter of a mile away, you see there's some kind of building that appears to be on fire. You sort of see every now and again the outline of a windmill go around, and definitely see that there are flames licking their way up the building.
Okay. That's pretty much the only thing I see around.
That's certainly the most obvious thing you've seen now you're at the top of the tree.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll head back down and
let
the others know there's a building on fire over there.
A bit beyond the windmill, you see some faint glows, and it's possible that there's, some city or town over in that direction.
Might be a village over there, but there's definitely a building on fire.
Well, we must help them. That must be what we're here for.
Richard will go around towards that side, and if there's a path that Marie found, I will kind of examine it to see if people have been here along the path recently.
Okay. Track roll, that sounds like.
Track, yep. Ooh. Let's see.
In the meantime, I just give him the French sailor a cold look. He was mentioning that I should be doing it. He doesn't know anything.
That's a fail, sorry.
Do you mean her?
Her.
Emmanuel, right? Yeah, that's her.
Oh, it's her, yeah.
Come on, he's doing his best voice.
What was the result of the track roll?
That's a fail.
Okay, and you don't can't really tell.
Okay, it's a little too dark.
But he's able to point us
dark,
in the right direction towards the fire.
Yes, yeah. You can now. He sort of pointed out. You can almost kind of see it every now and again through the trees.
I will start headed that way.
Yes, quickly.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll go with the group.
If you're all heading that way, you move with some sense of urgency.
We haven't heard from Jim.
Right, he may decide to wait for the morning.
Right.
I do not understand why you would want to head towards a fire.
There are people here.
Have you seen people?
Well, Emmanuel, looks like a pretty big building. Don't know, never know what's in there. Could be worth something.
Yes, and it could be more English, waiting to arrest us.
Proceed with caution. Let's go.
Or helping?
Okay. So if you're heading in that direction, by the time you finally decide to actually set off, the fire is now rather obvious, and you can see, there's as you make your way out from the tree cover, there's just this enormous windmill, almost completely on fire. You can see there are locals There are groups of maybe 30 or so local men and women, and you see them, they've created a line between a nearby pond, and they're gathering buckets and they're passing them along. And at this stage, they're really just trying to sort of stop the fire spread into surrounding fields or
Marie will join the fire surrounding bucket brigade.
Okay.
Same for Richard.
Go right up in the middle and stand in there and get to work. And then start talking to people.
Okay. So you notice there's something a bit odd about these people. Their clothes look primitive. I mean, you know, more so than people you would expect who live out in the country. Can't quite put your finger on it.
What has happened?
What are they speaking? English or French or Dutch?
Well, yeah, okay, so you go up and you say, you know, let me help you with that, and can I be of assistance? Whatever you say, it's really strange as they respond to you. It's sounds like English, but not. You can only sort of understand every other word.
Scottish.
Perhaps, yes. No, it does sound almost kind of Celtic or Scottish. There's something just a bit off about it. And as you look at, you know, you're trying to make yourself understood, and they're having a bit of confusion, understanding, actually trying to respond to you. But it almost looks as if their lips are a bit out of phase with what they're actually saying. But
they're drunk.
Over this feeling and this strangeness sort of quickly passes, and after about a minute, you can understand them perfectly.
Uh-oh.
And yes, you hear them saying, "Yes, grab a bucket, help us with this."
Yes, so what happened? Was this a lightning strike or a
lightning? No, there's no lightning. It's not been a storm in ages.
Oh. Huh. Oh. Whose windmill is this?
Whose windmill is this?
Are there windmills in the area?
Are there windmills in the area?
In my where I think of where I think we are, not where we actually are.
Yes. Yeah. Sure. There would be.
And is this a grain mill, I guess, or a water pump? I don't know.
It is a grain mill.
Grain mill. Okay.
But there is water nearby, apparently, I guess.
Yeah. Right. Those of you may have, you know, gone to the other end of the line, you see there's a pond nearby at the sort of edge of the wood.
Anything like a canal kind of thing? It's just a natural pond.
Just a natural pond, it looks like. So let me just try and figure out if the windmill belongs to anyone named. Guess not. Anyway, so you can help. You pass along buckets of water, and
While the others are working, helping, I'm just kind of hanging back.
Okay.
And looking, is there like is there somebody obviously in charge here? Somebody who's kind of hanging back, directing traffic?
Sure. There's you know, an older man, probably like a, you know, village alderman or something, who's seems to be directing things. So okay, as you get closer and you see basically the top section of the windmill is almost completely on fire. But actually at the time you arrive, the base so you see it's divided into what looks like three floors. So you see there's a lower floor that you assume would be where they store grain. And then there's a middle floor that will house the grinding stones, and then an upper floor that probably houses the gears that connect the windmill to the grind shaft. And it's mainly the top section that appears to be completely engulfed at the moment.
And we're basically, are people like actually carrying water up into the structure, or are we just sort of splashing down the base so that when it burns to the ground, it just stays there?
Okay, actually, when you arrive, what you see is there's a group of men basically waiting by the entrance, and they're shouting inside, "Hurry up in there! Just see if you can find anyone, and then get out."
Okay.
So you assume that someone has actually gone inside. Some people are taking the buckets inside and, you know, trying to. I mean, if you went up and had a look, you could see what they were doing, but they go in and then come out with an empty bucket, and some people are just splashing buckets at the side.
What is it? Who's inside?
We don't know. Just someone went in to check.
All right, I guess Richard, in his frantic search for Elizabeth, will grab a bucket and run inside.
Sorry, someone heading inside?
No, yeah, Richard, not to lie. So I'm still, you know, waiting for the fire to be put off, and, you know, walking around, okay. Not doing anything.
Okay, who's heading inside?
That'll be Richard, for sure.
Okay, so let's have a con roll.
Ah. See how burly he really is. Ooh, it's not that high.
Richard.
Can I burn luck? Are we burning luck?
Sure.
Okay, I'll burn a few luck, 6 luck, and I'll make a normal success.
Okay, so you head inside, and you see that the lower floor is mostly bare. It's winter, so most of the stores have been used. Make a spot hidden roll.
Yeah. That's going to be a fail.
Okay. You can hear someone actually upstairs, and he's saying, come and help me, I found something.
Do I know Richard well as the gamekeeper?
I believe I after I was fired or thrown out,
I went back smugglers.
I went back to the village where my life deteriorated until Elizabeth arrived to rescue me financially.
So I might know you from the village?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Okay.
Jonathan, what's it?
I mean, yeah, you will have done a number of jobs together. Let's
see. Oh, okay.
Oh, smuggling, so, yeah. Okay.
So yeah, because I haven't been doing much smuggling, I don't think. I think I'm only recently part of the shore crew. Mm-hmm. But if I know him and he goes in there, I think I would follow in.
Okay. You can also make a spot hidden roll. You can first
roll
make
first.
A con roll. Yep.
Hard success on the con.
Okay.
And I don't know what base spot hidden is.
Yeah, I've been, I have base as well, but I've been rolling really high.
So, I got a 32. 2, which is like 25
is the base.
Okay, I'll what do I have for luck? Luck, there we go. Yeah, I'll spend some luck.
Okay. So you notice there are a couple of discarded cracked pots scattered around, and you see that they've obviously held some kind of oil, and there's you know a little bit leaking out, and the oil is burning.
It's these pots. Get them out of here.
The pots are basically now, you know, broken and used. So Richard, if you're heading up the first flight of stairs?
Yes, wherever you know, the guys said come up here, I'll go.
Yeah.
But
so
I have
you can
a bucket of water.
Okay. Yeah, so you can use that. If you come across some fire in your way, you can sort of splash that down and do your best to get by. And it becomes obvious up here that there are these discarded pots of oil, and you know, the oil has been deliberately thrown over empty barrels and piles of wood. But you do notice that the walls around the stairs actually have been spared. They have not been doused in oil. So make an idea roll.
Idea is int. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's a success. Normal.
Well, you think that if you wanted to set this place on fire, you would want to leave some way for you to escape, perhaps.
Richard didn't.
Okay. So if the two of you are on the middle floor, make one more spot hidden roll.
Nope.
Nope.
Okay. But you hear, nonetheless, there's someone upstairs and saying, "Hurry, hurry, I need help. We have to get him out of here."
He's on the third floor. Yeah.
Yeah.
The third floor that is engulfed in flame.
yeah.
Okay. So the stairs are not burning?
The stairs are not burning.
Richard hesitates for a moment, but I guess plunges on.
This okay. must be what we're here for.
So you head upstairs, and you know, you see the gears and the machinery of the windmill, and pinned to one of the exterior walls is a figure. It appears to be a priest. At least it's the body of a priest who has been pinned to the wall in a mockery of crucifixion. And you can see that his robes have been torn open and a circle has been cut into his chest. There are a series of odd symbols carved into him. And one of the locals is basically desperately trying to remove these, you know, the things that have pinned him to the walls, and says, help me, we have to get this out of here. It's what there. You can make sanity rolls for seeing this.
Awesome. Success.
That'll be success as well.
Okay. You're made of stern stuff, lose nothing. You can you can pretty easily help him to bring the body down and carry him.
And this guy is obviously dead.
This guy is very obviously dead.
Richard will, of course, look around for any other people or bodies or anything like that. Like Elizabeth.
Yep. Make spot hidden. Actually, make spot hidden with a bonus die if you're upstairs.
Well, thank you for that. Nope, 74 both times. Too much smoke.
That's right.
Elizabeth, anybody else here?
I don't see her. We must get out before we are burned ourselves.
And I will up with the priest at that point.
Okay. Great. Okay, so you carry him down and outside, and you finally get out of the smoke-filled building and fill your lungs with clean air once again. It becomes pretty clear after this that the locals and you are never going to be able to arrest the progress of the fire with the buckets, and eventually they stop trying and just stand back and let the building
let it burn.
The rest of you can actually all make sanity roll as you see what they have retrieved from inside.
Extreme success.
It's a pass.
So we do that. Dirty English priest.
For me, that's an extreme as well. I could care less.
These smugglers lead a hard life, apparently.
Mm. Smugglers and criminals. You know, we don't really care about the misfortune of others. Just the misfortune of ourselves.
Yeah.
Right. I will approach them just out of curiosity.
Does anyone have a cult? You may make an occult roll.
Sure. I seem to have a little bit.
Nope.
Not even close.
Just seven.
Oh, could I roll for base?
Yep. What is base for a cult?
Probably one.
Oh, 05.
I rolled a 06. Yes.
Oh, well.
You spend your points of luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I spend the one.
Okay. Well, in your brief exposure to occult literature, you recognize that these symbols that seem to have been carved into his chest are, reminiscent of the seals of spirits and demons, such as those outlined in the Key of Solomon.
I will kind of stand back when I see that, kind of abruptly stand up and, I don't know, make the sign of the cross or whatever on top of them.
I'm definitely got some praying going.
With 5 occult, did your brain even understand what that significance is? Or is it just a fact?
It's just like a fact, but it's, demons and angels.
Yeah.
Which is what we would have assumed it was anyway. So that's
right,
all good.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Priest.
So you stand there, and locals come and look at the body, and some of them you have to turn away, and some of them throw up on the spot, and you hear the muttering. It's Father Finch. My goodness, what's happened to him?
This was obvious. The arson and murder combined.
So one of the old locals comes over and says, "Thank you, strangers, for helping. But who are you? Your clothes are so strange. You must have traveled far away."
We were sent by the Lord. Brought us.
Yes, well, we've been on a boat for quite some time. What's the date?
It's the date. Well, it is the he says, should definitely bookmark this section. Because it's important. It is January the 1st.
Could we make...
January the 1st, and what did we think it was? January 25th, okay. So January 1 would have also been, if it were this January 1, would also have been near a new moon. So it's all a little sketchy here. Okay.
Can we make maybe psychology and history rolls to see, number one, if they're being honest, and number two, if we notice those clothes from, like, history or something?
Absolutely.
Oops. All right.
I will approach him. Well, good ma'am. I'm glad you were able to put that fire out.
They weren't able to, and they've basically abandoned trying to. As this wreck of a lighthouse just burns in the background. You hear a massive crash as basically the crankshaft and gears just fall through the, you know, from the top floor into the middle floor.
I turn towards the crash and say, well, never mind. So as I was saying, listen, I need a place so I can stay and find a barn for these gentlemen as well. And take me tomorrow to my town, and you will be rewarded for that.
Yes, you can. You can.
I need to go to Suffolk.
Okay. Well, you'll find accommodation in Dunwich. There are several inns and rest houses. Yes. You see him basically pointing down towards what you can now see is a sizable city.
Is it close to us, or we can see it from here? I guess
maybe a third of a mile away.
Okay,
let's see. Well, okay. I guess you would see it as a large town, several hundred buildings.
They called it Dunwich. Does it look like Dunwich?
Doesn't look like the Dunwich that you know. The Dunwich that you know is nothing more than a church, an inn, and a couple of houses, basically. You see what looks like a large walled settlement. Several church spires. A large...
And what's the base for history?
Base for history is probably not very much. 05.
Oh, yeah. So, no. Never mind.
Well, let's get moving.
I don't have any means to pay for lodging, but if there's some place... An inn, a barn or a farm, something, that would be fine.
I will cover for you, Marie, and I will deduct it from your next payment. Let's get moving.
Oh, he's so generous.
With a fee.
Basically, those of you who know Dunwich will realize that the settlement they are pointing at is not the Dunwich you are familiar with.
Yeah, well, this is town people. They clearly don't know anything. So.
Okay.
So what are the locals don't seem to have any inclination to offer to put us up or anything? Or have any sort of follow-up?
No, none of them. None of them seem too keen on offering
even though just we just
strangers.
Even though we just risked our lives for strangers.
Are you asking? Are you saying can I stay at your place?
I did, yeah. If there was a barn or something like that, where I could.
There is, but many of the many of the churches in town and monasteries will be able to provide far nicer accommodation.
If there is a free, yes, that would be fine, of course. You mean in Dunwich?
Yeah.
Well, yes, let us go.
What was the name of that priest again, Jonathan? I'm sorry, it sounds like it might be important.
They will tell you it is Father Finch, F-Y-N-C-H-E.
Gotcha.
Why will he be important?
Finch.
He was nailed into a wall.
Okay. So yeah, you're sort of a little way southwest of one of the gates to this settlement. You can see that there's some kind of large ditch with a wooden palisade all the way around, and you can see quite a few towers and spires. There are numerous churches inside. A couple of other windmills in the southern portion of the city.
A prosperous town. I do not recognize it.
Do we run into local people as we approach the town?
You run into one as you approach the gate. You see a beggar. And as you approach, he says, kind travelers, alms for the poor.
Bless you, I have nothing.
You, sir? Looking towards Tobias.
Clearly, I continue walking, ignoring him.
Very well. I can be your guide. I can help you. You look like you have traveled far. Yes. You want somewhere to stay? I can recommend a nice place.
Clearly, someone who would be familiar
with nice places. Yeah.
Is this supposed to Dunwich? Is it on the coast? Is there a harbor?
Sorry.
The Dunwich we know is a coastal town.
No, Dunwich is the Dunwich you know.
Is it inland?
No, is at the sea, but it's not. There's no substantial harbour there.
This is
on the coast. You can see the sea now. You can also see what looks like a rather bustling port in the distance. Those of you, okay, who can actually, there's something we can do here. Depends on who you are. Oh, goodness. Make no rolls.
Nope.
Success for Richard.
Success for Richard.
Success.
21 is a hard success for Theodore.
Okay, so you are You are a local, aren't you?
I am. What do you mean? Like,
did you make a no roll?
I pass, yes.
Okay. So this sort of triggers, you know, this triggers a memory, this triggers some recollection of history, maybe your father or your grandfather once told you tales, but hundreds of years ago, Dunwich was a prosperous port town. It was one of the most important ports in, you know, all of England. But it was destroyed in a massive storm, and it never really recovered from that. The Dunwich that you know of these days is just a hollow shell of what it once was.
This doesn't make any sense. It cannot be Dunwich. Let's go to the gate, Marie. Stop wasting time with that beggar. Are the others following as well?
It's up to them.
I will.
We're following. Staying in a group.
Okay, so you cross a small bridge through the gate and you enter the city. So the southern section of the city is sort of considerably open, actually. There are windmills and trees, a couple of large patches of open grassland to about 4 acres in size. And then as you move towards the north, that's where there are more narrow twisting streets and see buildings and more churches. There's a rather obvious disparity of wealth in the city. You can see there are some slum-like areas, and towards the northeast of the city, you can see finer, taller buildings. It's rather quiet because it's the middle of the night. You do see a couple of people wandering around, and maybe some people have actually come out to peer at the fire in the distance.
I guess if there's a church, I'll go look for. I would look for a church and see if I can get lodging in one. Find somebody.
So the first monastery that you approach, are you a local?
I think so. I'm a farmer's wife.
Okay. You see this monastery before you, and you recognize it. This is just a ruin, though. There's nothing more than the front section of the monastery, and then the rest of the walls are collapsed and it's just overgrown with trees and grass. But this is a complete building, yes.
So, Tobias, look, makes
sense.
This looks like the Brotherhood of the Holy Friars, but this is the same front of the building that we know. I don't understand. It's as if we have traveled in history.
Does it make sense to me? Like, this is actually the same place that she's talking about, the monastery? I assume Tobias is not a big fan of ruins, but, probably I saw them on passing.
It does look very similar to the ruins.
You're right, Marie. Well, it doesn't make any sense, but nothing makes sense tonight. Nothing makes we're sense. Just trapped in a bad dream. I told you, it is witchcraft. You saw a figure there on the cliff just before we were hit by the wave.
A figure on the cliff?
Yes. What sort of figure? I'm moving by the wind. Holy man? No, I don't think there was anything holy about him. But let's take care of tonight. We'll think this through tomorrow morning. Let's find a place to sleep.
That's what I would like to do, and I will continue up to the front of the monastery.
Okay.
Knock
on the large doors. Yep.
And I still have that big cross. That definitely does not go with what I'm wearing, but it's still sort of out and around my neck.
Okay. So you hear some activity within, and eventually you hear the sound of someone unbolting a door. They open up one of those little doors inside the large door. You see a Franciscan friar.
Do we still have Franciscans? I suppose we must, right? I'd recognize them.
Good question. Probably. Most of them are still, likely, aren't they?
Unless there was some crazy upheaval.
Yeah, they're still around.
If you and, so, yeah, okay.
Catholic denominations.
So, yeah. Good father.
Yes, you are.
We
travelers.
We are travelers. Yes, we have lost our way and are looking for an evening's respite. And I assume there's some kind of appropriate sort of religious code language.
Yeah,
you know. Whatever.
So, he looks you up and down, and he says, "Are you destitute?"
We are stranded, yes. Or at least I am.
He looks specifically at the more finely dressed members amongst you, and you are.
I have a 15 credit rating, so I don't think I'm dressed that finely.
Father, we need a place to stay tonight. We were in a boat and we're stranded, and we've been walking all night, and we even helped to try to put out a fire.
I look crossly at him when he says we.
We're tired tonight. You can help us. You know, I'm sure, we can do something in return.
Certainly, certainly. Look, no one's going to be, without a bed for the night. But I can direct you to a good inn in town.
It will be lovely, yes.
Maybe that would be more suited to your group?
Yes, indeed.
I have no money.
And I just ignore sort of, Marie.
You do actually have some money.
Do I? After being flooded and stormed, yes, and whatnot.
Yep. Okay. You can. Yeah. You check down. You've got a. You know. You've got a small coin purse, and there's some.
Okay.
Silvery coins in there, maybe.
Well, in that case. Nothing's too good.
smuggling can be profitable. So the father or the friar will give you directions to the harbour inn. He says you can't miss it. The sign is a ship in white.
Thank
you.
Good moving. Thank you, Father. Say goodbye and start.
Go with the blessing of God, yes. Okay. So you.
Right, so yeah, we head towards the inn.
Yes, that's fine. Okay, so you make your way to the inn, and you find the sign the friar described. The inn sort of really stands out because virtually everywhere else in the city is just shut up and quiet at this point of the night, but there's still light on in the inn, and you can hear you hear activity within, and you hear the sounds of drinking and chatting, and you hear stews within, and you know there's bread, and all seems rather appealing.
Yes, it's been a long
smells
night.
Smells good.
And you open the door and you walk inside, and you see lots of sailors. They're all gathered around tables, and they're cradling tankards of ale, and they're drinking and talking and chatting. As you enter, you see a man. He looks over at you, and his eyes light up and go wild. He stands up and he stares at you, and his eyes are just wide open, the look of an animal caught in headlights, and he points at you and he says, you're different. You're strangers.
Yes.
Outsiders. What's you weren't here the last time.
What?
Well, you weren't, were you? Is this your first time?
He's obviously a crazy man. I will make the sign of the cross and ignore him, if I can.
You see someone come along who you assume
is... Toias is going to tell him, what are you talking about, man? We are just here to find a place to sleep. And I approach the innkeeper.
Well, actually, at this point, the innkeeper sort of stands up, you know, walks over to this man, and says, "Okay, that's enough, Henry. Look, you've had enough. So, I think it's time for you to go home." But they're different, I tell you, they're different. Yes, of course they're different. But let's take you outside, and he leads this man to the door. I'm sorry about that. What can I get you?
Lodging.
Certainly.
For me.
Okay.
Yeah, for me too. And some food. That smells good.
Oh, yes. Well, please have a table over here, and I'll get one of my girls to bring you some drinks and some food. Yes, and we'll sort out some rooms for you.
Richard will Sorry, go ahead.
We get lost. Where are we, good man?
You're in the you're in Dunwich. You're in the Harbour Inn.
Richard will sort of take his sleeve before he ushers us off to the table and say, listen, it's very important. We were in an accident. Have there been other people that have come to your town? perhaps a girl, and I'll describe Elizabeth.
What does Elizabeth look like?
Would you like me to kind of riff on that, or is it? All I know is that she's fairly young at this point. I was around when she was a girl, and I'm only 35. Sure.
Description: beautiful, dressed in swashbuckling attire, long flowing hair, graceful and confident. Okay. Let me just. And she is about 20, and she has an app of 70. So. You then describe to him, and yes, long flowing hair, dressed in fine clothes, you say? Well, it almost sounds like you're describing the missing girl.
The missing girl. She's been here then.
But, well, the sailors, they're looking for Sarah. Sarah, she's their lucky charm. She's gone missing recently. She's beautiful, and she has long flowing black hair. This is what you describe, yes?
Yes, but her name is Elizabeth. Elizabeth,
I just put a hand on Richard's shoulder. Sit down, man. Elizabeth is probably gone. We'll see if we can sweep the coast sometime tomorrow or the day after and see if we can find her. Okay? Just relax.
Yes, we can find her and get our revenge.
Richard just ignored. Richard just shoots Emmanuel.
Where might I be able to find passage to go back to Calais?
Well, there's. I mean, you approached the inn, you would have seen the port, and there were, you know, there are lots of ships docked there. There are sailors all around you, and actually some of them will invite you. Come and share a drink with us.
Yes. I'll come and sit next. I understand you're looking for a girl. I am too.
Ah, yes. Sarah, well, such. Maybe she has been kidnapped. Maybe your friend has also been kidnapped. It is terrible. I mean, what would we do without our lucky charm?
It's important. When did you first see this Sarah? Elizabeth would have arrived shortly before us.
Oh, Sarah has been with us for a number of years now. Yes. She always ensures the ships are safe, and there are no storms when she's around, and the fish, the bounty of fish, oh, it's just wonderful.
Richard starts to kind of tune them out at this point. Yes, well, thank you for the drink.
The sailors will. Yeah, they will continue to voice theories. Yes, it's just she's probably been paid off by some other merchant, another port. They seek to steal our success.
Is the man that supposedly recognized us already gone, or is he still there?
You saw him basically escorted to the front door with by the innkeeper. Okay. Pushed him outside.
I'll talk to Marie. Marie, maybe tomorrow we should try to look for that man. And when he's not drunk, yeah. Well, he was more drunk than. Tell me, isn't it what is going through tonight crazier than what he was talking about? I don't think so.
That is true. That is true. It is all mysterious. But so are many things. I don't know if we have yet fulfilled our mission.
What mission? What are you talking about? We obviously lost everything with that huge wave. That money wasted.
Yes, of course.
Father's not going to be happy.
So it's rather obvious from your walk through town and now that you're in the inn and you see it up close, this is not 1895.
No, yeah, that's pretty obvious.
You can all make a sanity roll.
Excellent.
Sort of realize that.
Oh no!
You are clearly not.
That one.
You are clearly not in the modern day.
90. That's a failure.
Just lose one if you fail.
Okay.
One of the sailors loudly gets up and he says, oh, "I'm going for a piss." And he drunkenly wanders to the door. A few moments later, you hear the sound of a stream of liquid up against some wall outside. Oh, fuck me! Fire! Fire! Fire!
Oh
no.
I'll go out and look for the fire.
As you go outside, many of the other sailors are getting up and they're heading out to look. And you can see there's a building on fire on the next street.
Is it a church or
it's
monastery?
Just seems to be a house.
I'm going to look around for someone that's quickly escaping.
Yeah, I mean, so it's the street over, so, you're going to have to sort of run over there. And
now, this is a much more
cramped, windy, passages here, so it's not easy to get to directly.
This is a bit more serious than a windmill out in the out on some farm somewhere. This could take the whole city if it's not stopped, right? Mm-hmm. So Richard sighs, gets his fucking fingers ready again.
And pretty much the same scene is repeated, but this time there's a few more people around and. There's a lot more urgency, and the buildings nearby are starting to catch fire, and so they're directing the buckets to try and stop the spread of the fire.
Do I see the drunk man around?
You do not know.
What was his name, by the way? The innkeeper mentioned it on the way out.
If you had have asked him, he would have told you the drunk man was Henry. He probably said, come on, Henry, get out of here.
Yeah, that's what he said. Henry, okay. Okay. I guess I will gather around the building again to see people trying to, put it off.
The sailors are in a bit of a panic as they get close. That's Sarah's house! And you realize that Sarah is the missing woman that they've been talking about. First she goes missing, then someone burns her house down. Oh... This is bad times, bad times.
It's clearly not one of ours, so you know, Richard really isn't concerned. Just some other local yokel that needs saving.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, you can help carry buckets.
Marie will help, definitely. If you,
yeah.
Tobias would.
We'll look at the at the house. I don't know if she's seen a lot of fires, but to see whether this also seems, having seen the windmill, like it was set. This might require her to go inside.
Yeah,
she would do that.
Yeah, I don't think you will be able to get inside at this point. Basically, yeah. It's just
so it went up really quickly. I guess that's a sign. In any case,
yes, yeah, you think that's probably a reasonable assumption to make. In fact, you can even find a similar pot of oil, sort of, you know,
excellent.
In some okay. debris around outside.
Is there this being in town? So, would is there ever a constable that comes at some point?
Funny you should mention that, because the city guard will soon head over, and you see the city guard. Where are you, city guard? City guards. Yes, so, what do you see? Basically, you see about five men. They're armed with. You see them. They're carrying swords and clubs. And there's one of them who's clearly leading the others, and they march right up to the group of you. Well, what's going on here, then?
Is the group of us, or is it Marie and the people trying to fight the fire, or...?
Basically everyone in the vicinity.
Everyone around?
Yeah, in fact, this chap's going to walk straight over to Tobias and say, "Hey now, Mr. Fancy Pants, who the devil are you?"
Middle of a big fire, and he says, "What's going on?"
Right.
Had reports strangers. Are you? And yes, you like lighting fires, do you? I had a report of you up at some windmill outside of town.
What are you talking about? We were there helping to get people out of that building.
Helping like you were helping here, eh?
Well, Marie, look at that woman. Isn't she helping?
Look at her.
I am.
What a woman.
See? We're helping.
Yeah, well, I think you can help with our investigation by coming with me.
Your investigation, sir? You have no idea who you are talking to.
And basically he's gonna motion to one of his men to come over and grab you.
I want to talk to your superiors.
You can talk to my superior, don't you worry.
And, you know.
Yeah, basically these city guards are gonna arrest you all.
Oh.
They're going to grab Marie and Richard from the bucket line.
actually, they probably won't. No, I mean, if you're there actively helping, They're going to
wait to arrest
you,
us until
the rest of you with funny clothes on are getting nicked.
So the smugglers and myself, with the exception of Richard.
Yeah.
And Marie.
No, Marie isn't, because Marie was helping, right?
Right, but, with the exception of Marie is what I think was the...
Yeah. Right, yeah, Marie and Richard were helping.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, Richard was helping as well. Don't want to do this, right? So one of the locals will say these two were with them as well, and they will, right? All of you strangers, come on.
Strangers,
are any of you going to resist?
No, I will. I know better than to resist, what? So I will just walk with all my dignity.
Yeah,
and just tell him, you will see what is going to happen tomorrow when I talk to your superiors.
Yes, everyone says that. Come on then, come on, and they will march you off to the city jail.
I will. Excuse me, good sir. One thing we did notice. These. Here and at the windmill were these oil pots.
You admit it.
I admit what? What are you saying?
Yes, I know your type.
My type? I'm a good Christian woman.
Come on. They're going to basically march you.
Quiet, Murray. You're making things worse.
You have helped so much, Tobias, this evening. I have no fear. I have the Lord with me.
Nonsense.
They walk you. You come to what you see as some kind of marketplace, and they march you to this building on the eastern side, and it's a single-story building, led through the front door, and you're thrown into iron-barred cells.
Guess we found our lodging.
All right, you lot.
Now, wait a minute. You said the eastern side. Before, you'd said, I think that's the direction of the nicer part of town?
Yes.
So we are now in a new economic level, huh?
Yes. Nicer than the inn.
I mean, the inn was a nice-ish inn. Map is confusing. City jail. You're there. Okay. So yeah, you're actually on the edge of the nice part of town, basically. Yeah, I can maybe put a map in for next time to make this easier. So you are thrown in. The gate is closed and the cell is locked, and
I hope we're given separate cells.
Yes, the women will be in a separate cell.
Yeah, although I don't know about being with.
What are these smugglers paying me with? Gold?
Yeah, it'd be, let's say gold of some kind, silver.
Okay, so I should have some either gold or silver with me.
Yep, seems reasonable. Okay. You probably just have the standard silver currency of the day.
In, yeah.
1895, yeah.
I'm not paying you any longer, Mr. Levitt. This is exactly the situation.
Well, clearly this doesn't make any sense. You have never been treated like this. I'll have all your heads tomorrow. You'll see. What now?
I look around. What are you going to do to get us out of here, man? You look like you've been in this situation before. And I look at the criminal.
Well, no, because I'm good at what I do.
When I was kicked off the game reserve, ran out of money, they put me into a debtor's prison. It was Elizabeth who took me out. It's a grim time. And you will, Richard will sit down, sort of against the wall.
Yeah, I don't feel like sitting on this filthy place, so I'll just stand against the bars.
If you try the bars a bit, you actually they feel a bit loose, you know. you reckon with enough time, you could probably get these open.
Hey, you, Maynard, what's your name, Maynard?
Yes, Theodore.
Come over here. Look at this. They're loose.
Better get to work then.
Well, you're the one that should know about these things.
I'll look over at the strong one.
You hear in the distance some church bells begin to toll. And the tolling of the bell reminds you of the bell you heard when you were underwater. Rings, and it sort of echoes through your bones, and you see a flash of lightning, and you hear the crackle of thunder, and you hear this wind begins to blow. You hear these gales outside. It almost sounds like buildings are being flattened by the wind as tiles are ripped off and structures start collapsing on each other, and the bell just continues to toll.
I think it's time to pray.
Yeah. If there's a
and then you suddenly find yourself falling. The jail cell is no more, and you fall and you hit the ground with a thud. And you see you're in a clearing, and you look up, and there's a full moon above you.
Nice. And
that might be a good place to stop for tonight.
Sure.
Cool. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is cool. Good job.
Pretty cool.
Hope you're enjoying it.
Interesting.
Are you somewhat confused?
Mm-hmm. So, what book is it again, Jonathan?
So this is from Nameless Horrors.
Nameless Horrors, okay.
It was one of the Kickstarter ones, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So you're running this at
Necronomicon, was it?
Yes. Yeah, that's my plan. I need to. I started sort of reading it through. I had this plan that I was going to run this, but. I don't think I'm not fully prepared to run it at the moment, so actually it's quite good to try it out beforehand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've signed up for a possibly a 6-hour slot. I don't think I'll take all of that time. One of the ones that goes on into the night, so you know, probably just be 4 hours with wiggle room. It's going to be interesting to see how you guys handle this.
Yeah.
Like usual, not knowing what to do.
Getting killed.
Inter-party conflict. Yeah.
This scenario is particularly nice as a convention one. I mean, I know that Matt, he basically writes, you know, all of his scenarios are convention scenarios these days. So, and it's got a nice conceit about it that allows you to keep people on track.
Whenever taking too much time, they're suddenly falling through the air again.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, but next time we're going to take a different direction, Jonathan. So you better plan for that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we do the same thing again.
Do the same exact thing.
The trial of patience.
Yeah, that would end with, right, the building falls down and kills all of you. Game over.
Right. Cool.
Alrighty.
Yeah, we'll have to see. I mean, possibly at this rate, it might take three of our sessions, but we'll see.
Okay.
Good.
That's fine.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Alrighty.
See you next week.
Your evening.
Have a good week, guys.
Bye, guys.
Later.
Bye.